Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Rav, that Nikta Roishoy Shalovif, Chmona, somebody, his father's head was chopped off. Nikta Roishoy Shalovif. Allah Rezayna Matamaloi. We're talking about a Koyin. A Koyin Lamaisa, a Koyin Hedjit, has the Yisra not to touch a mace, but to his seven Kroivim is Mutta. A Koyin Hedjit is Mutta to Matama, Laovev, Leimoi, Lachoysa, Leochiv, Benoi, Bitoi, and Lachalala to his sister. And to his wife. He's Mutta to Matama. So saying a Chiddush now, that Rachmanas, let's say his the Koyin's father's head was chopped off. Kitzur, the father's dead, but his body is not Sholem. The head is chopped off. Nikta Rosh Hashalaviv. So Chizah says the Chiddush, Eina Matama Loi. This Koyin now, the son, is not allowed to be Matama for his father now. My time away. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Leoviv. Says the Koyin can be Matama to his father, for his father. So we dashin bizman shu sholem. Loviv means only kol zman your father is sholem, the body is sholem. For loy bizman shu chaser. But not bizman, the body is missing. If the head is chopped off, is missing in the body, then the kohen does not, the son, does not have heta to matam liyoviv, and he can't do it. Atay says, the kohen head yit mari, shemuta latam liyoviv, but v'loy b'kohen gadol v'nozir. We're not talking about a kohen gadol or a nozir, because they don't have any heta to matama to their father. Only a kohen hedjit has a heta. So if chiddush saying the chiddush, then in this case he can't. Oh, malay rav hamnunas, rav hamnunas, has the kasha for chizda. Ela meyativ, solved the way you're saying it, what's going to be? Ka'oza b'piktor diarvus. Let's say somebody, your father, is walking down this valley, b'piktor diarvus, which is a very dangerous valley to walk down there. Haitai says, Bika shemetsuim ba ganvei. There was a Bika, it's a dangerous valley, that there are bandits there. Upaskua ganvei the reisha. Rachmanis, the ganovim there, the bandits, chopped off your father's head. If a Kohen's father was walking down this valley, and the bandits there chopped off his head. Is Hochinamid Lele Tamalei? You want to take a Tamar of Chizda, according to your Svar, is take it true now. If the son goes down that road and sees his father there, he can't be Matam, he can't bury him. According to your Drush, is that true? So Amalei answered back, no, in your case, I'll be masking. So I says, Mustama, the Kashu was, if Ramun asked, the son do a Maisim that happened, and they saw the way there was a Hepta to be Matama. So, of course, not like you, Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda answers back, no, in your case it's different. Omalei, meis mitzvah kamrit. Well, you're talking about a case of a meis mitzvah. Because if you find somebody in this road, this dangerous road here, nobody usually goes down there. Normal people don't walk down this road. Because they know it's a dangerous road. So if you find a meis there in that road, nobody else is going to take care of him. That's called a meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah means you find the meis in the street, and nobody's there to take care of him. Then there's a new het of a meis mitzvah that a kohen is allowed to take care of. Forget about if it's father, even if it's not his father. Halacha is if a kohen sees a meis mitzvah, the kohen is allowed to be metamel a meis mitzvah. So in this case, where your father is in this type of a road, that in this road nobody else would help him out, that's why it's mutter to be metamel to your father. So it's not a kashran of chizda. If you need the heta because he's your father, like it being a normal road, that even if you wouldn't take care of him, other people will take care of him, so then the only heta for the kohen is because it's his father. If because of his father, then we make the drosha, li'oviv bizman shu sholem, v'loy bizman shu chaser. If the father is chopped up, the son can't be matama to him. But over here, we're not going through the heta of li'oviv. True, it was his father. But even if it wouldn't be his father, the heter here is because it's a meis mitzvah. So if it's a meis mitzvah, then it's mutter. So that's what the Gemara says. Omalei meis mitzvah kamrit. Hashto yeshloi mebach rini. Mechayiv, madach, if it would have been somebody else, not the kohen's father. It'd be mutter for the kohen to take care of a meis mitzvah. Be oviv lekol shechein. So now that it's your father there down this road, that if you don't take care of him, nobody else will take care of him, for sure it's mutter. For the Gemara, for high meis mitzvah, is this case called the meis mitzvah? For your time you will learn, Ezeyo meis mitzvah. What's called the case where you find a dead person, and it's called the meis mitzvah, bazundra heter, a new halacha of the meis mitzvah, that even a kohen hedjit is allowed to touch him. What's the case? Kol she'ein loy kovrim. We don't have anybody to take care of him, to bury him. Koira, but what about if we scream out and say, listen, there's a meis here. And other people come to help out to bury him. Ain't the meis mitzvah.
That's not called the Meis Mitzvah then. If you have anybody else coming to help him out, that's not considered the Meis Mitzvah. For her, Islay Bray, and over here we're talking about the son is around. So since the son is around, Lechur, it's not called the Meis Mitzvah then. Since the father, he has a son, so the son is around, it should not be called the Meis Mitzvah. So over here, why do you say it's called the Meis Mitzvah? Lechur, again, the only heter should be, is because it's his father. But not because of his father, it's not a Meis Mitzvah. So Marin says, Kivon de Kozel, Biurcha, since we're going down, we're talking about now you found your father in this dangerous road, is Kimi Shem Le Kovrim Dami. Since through this dangerous road, nobody else would go down there, like the son is the only one that would do it. Nobody else would go down there. He could scream today till tomorrow, nobody would go down there. So that's all considered like a Meis Mitzvah. So therefore, here the heter is that Lamaisa, forget about being your father, it's a Meis Mitzvah. That's the heter for the kohen to be Matamal, a Meis Mitzvah. So therefore, here Rav Chisda would agree. But in the case of normal streets, Rachmanis, if the kohen sees his father dead there, and the body is not Sholem, that's the loch like Rav Chisda, that the son is not allowed to be Matamal to that in this case. With Darshan only the Oviv, Bezman Shu Sholem, Vloy Bezman Shu Chosim. Meisve, a bakash like this. Meisve. Pasuk says, lo yitama. That again, a kohen is allowed to be metama lo, as to a sister that's going on. Your sister's not married yet, he's allowed to be metama. That's why he says, Meisve, lo yitama, gab a kohen hedyksiv. Vienna metama lo, prat, lievim in a chetz, shela choisei. Yes, but that's what, lo yitama, lo hu metama. A kohen is allowed to be metama to a sister. His sister that wasn't married yet, if she's nifta, so the kohen is allowed to take care of, allowed to take care of the kvura. But v'yena mitama li'evareho. But again, let's say a body is cut up, he only has one eva, one limb of the body, he's not allowed to be mitama to bury that limb. L'fishena mitama li'eva minachai shel aviv. Because it can't be mitama to an eva, of his father. Avo machter hu, aletzim kisera. But he's allowed to go over, machter return, to bury an etzim kisera. Which the Chura would be mashmir, let's say you buried the whole body, and only missing just an etzem, a bone, this even the small size, like a barley, that you would go, bloody go back to be kaiver. So my machzru aletzem kisera. What does it mean to say that you're allowed to go back now and bury a bone that's even the small size of the barley? Lav lamemer doesn't mean to teach us. De'i mechzru apurta loy. That if it's missing a little bit, you can't go back. So it's like this. Abba Machzru Aletzim Kisera. Lekoivra Pirish. Im Nitmo Kfal Lesharaguf. If you're ready with Matama to the rest of the body, and you left over a small bone, you're allowed to go back to Matama to bury that bone also. So my Mach, Salav de Chosa Purto Chinami. Ki Yodiv Chosa Bierko Yit Matamalo. So here it's Mashmi the what? It's missing the Machasa Purto. My so the churat smashma that even though it's missing a little bit, you are allowed to be metama. So that's the kashan of chizdul churah. Here it's smashma that just one eva, small eva by itself, that's not allowed to be metama too. But if you're metama to most of the body, and then you find a little piece left, you're allowed to be metama to that little piece. It's not like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says it's only bizman shu sholem when you have the whole father there. But not when it's in pieces. And here it's smash, even for a small piece, you're allowed to go back. Samara says, Loi, Hatel Yahi Reb Yudhi. This price now goes according to Reb Yudhi Shita. The Tanya, we learned like this. Reb Yehudi Reimer. Lo, the Pasuk says again, Metama lo, Kain's allowed Metama to his sister, Metama. Viena Metama Levereho. But he's not allowed to be Metama to the pieces of his sister, Levereho to Never. Shein Metama Levereho Menachai Shalavit. And the Kabbal Chaim is like Madach by your father, the same thing. You can't be Matama just for one Aver of your father. The same thing, a Kohen can't be Matama for one Aver, one limb of his sister. Abba Matama hu li Aver min ha-meis shalaviv. But you are allowed to be Matama for an Aver of the meis shalaviv. So Tzai says like this. Reb Yudu, he, the Tanya, Yudu Aimer. Lo Matama ben Matama li Avorim. Lefi sheni Matama li Aver min ha-chai shalaviv, Matama li Aver min ha-meis shalaviv. Ha-yidei chazor, like we just said before. That the chazora means if you matama the whole body, you know most of the body you found, and when you find most of the body in one piece, that you're allowed to bury. Then you're allowed to go back to take a small piece. Enitma el sharaguf. But if you only find a small piece, for that you're not allowed to be matam. All right, turn over. The kids, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have this chilek that lechatchila you can only be matama to most of the body, and just then you can go back to a small part of it. You go back. Next thing is about lohu matama ben matama lebra prab. It's right. So kids, this is Rabbi Yehuda shita, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like this that you could go back even for a little bit. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't have to be sholem. Tanya for the Gemara, Rav Kana, Rav Loza ben Yaakov, that we darshan lo metama, you can metama for her, for yena metama li evorim, but you can't be metama for evorim for limbs. Prat le kezayis min ames, that you can't be metama just for kezayis of the mace, or kezayis nitzel. Kezayis nitzel, I'll tell you later about that, that's the lechus, the wetness that comes out of the mace also. You have a kezayis of it, of the juice that runs out of the body, you can't be matama for that either. Or mole tarvud rekev. It's also something we'll have later. Mole tarvud means a spoonful of rekev. Rekev is the rotten part of the body. After the body disintegrates, the rotten part of it that also has tumma to it. And there the shear is or mole tarvud. It means a spoonful of rekev. So a kohen can't be matama to any one of these three things. Yochel, I would have thought, lo yitama l'shedra. Again, we're talking about it's one of his kerevim. So I would have thought maybe you are then if you have the whole backbone of his kerev, lugugolois, or else to the skull, or leroy binyonoi, or else to the majority of the binyon, or that means the majority of the bones, or the height of the bones, or leroy binyonoi, even if it's not the row with the sizes of it, but if it's the majority of the amount of bones, even if you take most of the small bones together, if you have roiv of the minyon, roiv of the account of the bones of the body, that I would think maybe not allowed to. Ksiv, when this the pasuk says v'yomatu aleihen that hoysav l'chua kosev tumacheres. To tell you what, Ksiv says k'shuayma v'yomato. The ksiv emor l'kahanim v'yomato. His hoysav kosev tumacheres shetuchu litomei. Another tuma means that you're allowed to. Hosvaruhu lahamid emor v'yomato achoysoi tiyarv l'muti evorim. They're talking about your sister. So by your sister we have a miyat that the evorim just to touch one limb to matama, one limb of your sister, that's awesome. Ola hoisiv she yochol itamis l'roi binyanoi. For when you have the most of the body there, or most of the account, the minion of the bones, that's muta. Who are then if you have the backbone, you have the gulgulis. That's also muta.